Welcome to Gospel Gazette Online. With this month of September, Brother Lewis Rushmore has chosen to add a new feature to Gospel Gazette Online, which is called A Word Between Friends. The Lord willing, this will be a brief but thought-provoking message each month that will be from 5 to 7 minutes in length. It is our prayer that you'll be blessed through this medium and will want to become a regular listener to A Word Between Friends. Before I go further, let me say thank you for taking a moment of your time so that I can share a word or two with you. Let me briefly introduce myself so you'll know where I'm coming from. My name is Tim Childs, and in matters of faith, I am a Christian. And I'm truly thankful that Jesus and His heavenly kingdom has come to be such an important part of my life. I do hope that you too know the Lord, and that from the other angle, Jesus knows you as one belonging to Him. It is my sincere hope that you're equally blessed in your relationship with the Lord. I realize it may be the case, however, that you do not as yet have a close relationship with Jesus, the Savior of the world. And if that be true for you, I hope you will be a continued listener as we share what I hope will be some quality time, as they say. Because, in reality, I am more interested in introducing Jesus to you than I am in introducing myself. Now that you know something, a little something about me, let me move on to someone far more important to us both. There have been any number of both men and women, individuals of world renown, whose actions and words have been recorded in the annals of history. They have their legacy. They made their notable contributions to civilization. They made their mark. And yet there is one who overshadows them all, who towers head and shoulders above the rest. Friend, I would love to have the opportunity of talking with you about the greatest person who ever set foot on planet Earth. Upon his arrival in Bethlehem of Judea nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus began to change the course of human history. So significant was his coming that even the calendar marking history is referenced by his arrival. The years before his descent into our world are commonly known as B.C. or before Christ, and the years thereafter are known as A.D., which is an abbreviation for a Latin phrase meaning in the year of our Lord. Jesus is so supremely significant in the plans of God as well as the lives of mortal men that he, that is Jesus, is recognized as the central figure in all of Holy Scripture. In fact, as we look into the text of Old Testament Scripture, particularly the prophets, we notice an arrow, as it were, pointing to the future, the glorious coming of the Messiah. The term Messiah is a Hebrew term which means anointed. The Messiah, or Christ, arrived on time according to God's schedule. The Holy Word of God says, and I quote, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." This reading is taken from the Epistle to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. The Gospel accounts of Matthew, Mark, Luke and John give a sharp insight into Jesus' personality, His purpose and mission as He lived among men for some 33 years. Through His personal lifestyle and oral teaching, He showed us the Father who sent Him to become our Savior. While continuing to search the Scripture in Acts of Apostles and the epistles written to specific individuals and churches, and finally the Revelation itself, we oftentimes see the arrow pointing back to Jesus, informing us how we should conduct ourselves in view of the redemption He has brought, and in light of His impending return to judge the entire world by the heavenly standard of righteousness. Here are the lyrics of one of our popular Christian hymns. "Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without Him I would fall. When I am sad, to Him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, He makes me glad. He's my friend." Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trial sore. I go to him for blessings, and he gives them o'er and o'er. He sends the sunshine and the rain, he sends the harvest, golden grain. Sunshine and rain, harvest of grain, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when he's so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches o'er me day and night. Following him by day and night, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust him now. I'll trust him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend. God's plan involves the redemption of our sinful fallen race through the substitutionary death of the sinless Lamb of God, Jesus, his Son. In closing this segment, may I leave with you the scripture recorded by John in his Gospel, John chapter 14 and verse 6, where Jesus was speaking to one of his disciples by the name of Thomas. Jesus spoke a word to him the world desperately needs to hear yet today, and I quote Jesus. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May God bless you in your search for the truth as it is in Jesus. And if we can assist you in your search and understanding, please feel free to contact Gospel Gazette online at your earliest convenience. The webpage may be located at www.gospelgazette.com. Again, www.gospelgazette.com. Until next time, may our good Lord bless you, and thanks for listening to A Word Between Friends.